This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Federal Aviation Administration said today that Boeing's much-troubled and fatal 737 MAXs have been cleared to fly again. It's not happening tomorrow. There is maintenance to be done on planes that have been grounded for 20 months and pilots to be retrained, of course. Also, the air-traveling public to be reassured. Are they going to be and do they want to get on board? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
He's not a big traveler, but Houston IT analyst Spencer Harper likes a trip a couple times a year.
I would have no problems flying on the MAX.
His wife and her family, though, different story.
She has plainly stated it is not happening with us. They just don't trust it. They want to see more people fly it before they think it's ready.
That actually suits airlines and Boeing just fine.
The reinstatement of the aircraft is going to take quite a long period of time.
Keith Mackey is president of Mackey International, an aviation safety consulting firm. Southwest, which owns the most 737 MAXs of any airline, says it won't fly passengers on the planes before April of 2021. American is phasing them in starting this December 29th.
And over that period of time, people will see the aircraft flying safely.
That's the hope of airlines and Boeing, anyway. There's no shortage of seats on other planes these days, so skittish flyers can very easily wait and see. American has said if passengers don't want to fly on a MAX, they can change. But that kind of passenger is not the one flying now anyway, says Samuel Engel with consulting firm ICF.
The consumers who are flying now are the customers who, in general, are less scared about travel.
You can expect some rebranding, though, says Mike Boyd with aviation consulting firm Boyd Group.
Airlines are not going to use the word MAX for anything. If somebody down the hall's name is MAX, he's going to have his name changed to Frank.
Airlines will probably use the term 737-8 instead, he says, just in case you want to check your booking. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.